Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Wilson's 0-2. Swinging a high fly ball, crushed to right field. Ref Snyder turns around, back at the wall, and it is gone. A grand slam for Dalton Varsho into the bullpen, and the Blue Jays lead the Red Sox 4-0.
What a swing for the Blue Jays. Must feel like such a weight lifted for them. It's a shame in some ways that these runs are going to go to Bayo. The error that opened this inning, obviously, changed everything, but then he did walk one and hit one, and Wilson lately has had huge difficulty with inherited runners.
Not my favorite Red Sox game last night.
No, didn't care for that. Thought they could clinch. Thought it'd be a goggles and champagne night at the house, too. They're usually ready to go, obviously.
I mean, we're, you know, we're the flagship station. We're almost members of the team, Keith. We're going to celebrate the way they celebrate.
Yeah, and restock the ice.
Put up the plastic.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? You're going to kill me, are you? Like, what? No. Celebrating a playoff spot. Okay, sounds like American Psycho in here.
And I'll play Huey Lewis.
Yeah. That inning goes Vladdy reaching on an error by Trevor Story, which we'll get to.
Yeah, the guy's falling apart.
Walk, hit by pitch, which might as well have been a walk.
Hit by pitch on a 3-2 pitch, and he hits him right in the sneaker. And you're like, oh, that's not great. So, then they give him the hook.
So Bayo comes out of the game. This is after Bayo just missed giving up a grand slam earlier.
As I say,
to Santander.
Bases loaded earlier.
Then you hear Justin Wilson comes in, first battery faces on an 0-2 pitch.
Tries to throw it right down Main Street with no movement. And you're like, oh, my God. That was one the second. We were
off
talking about something like the Narvaez home runs recently.
Oh, no,
you're like,
bat.
Is that going to go out? Or no, that was like gone. No,
I literally said out loud off the bat, uh-oh.
Grand slam.
Then he gets a couple of outs. Zach Kelly comes in. He's always a lock. Winds up, I'm sorry, doesn't get a couple outs, one out, then a double. Kelly comes in, gets it out, and then Springer with a two-run shot. Game was over, though, after the grand slam. And so Red Sox now still have a magic number of one.
Yeah.
They did gain ground on the Cleveland Guardians last night because the Tigers beat Cleveland. So, right?
So, yeah.
Are you not counting that?
No. They did.
How did they gain ground? They both lost.
I'm sorry. They didn't gain ground. I guess Cleveland. Yeah, you're right. They didn't gain ground.
No.
I'm sorry. Cleveland didn't pull away from them. I'm sorry. You're right. They didn't gain ground.
But basically, the magic number is one's the most important thing. If you want to look at it one step further, the Red Sox have a one-game lead on Detroit, who has a one-game lead on Houston, meaning these three teams are fighting for two spots. And yes, there's still an avenue where Detroit could win the division. But I'm saying put Cleveland to the side.
Well, my point is there are still other ways to get in, but the main one is Houston.
It's Houston.
But yeah, you're right. They didn't gain ground. Sorry.
No, they didn't,
they didn't
ground.
Lose ground on Cleveland.
But Detroit. Now it's a must series where even a couple of weeks ago, you're like, they might not need this series for anything. They might not have to throw Scooble in the final game. They might even rest a guy here or there. And like,
now
they don't need the series. They need the series more than you do.
They do. Now it's Harrison, Early, and maybe you're facing Scooble against Giolito on Sunday. So, look, I still think they're getting in. I'm not freaking out.
I do,
but
too.
But I don't love the pitching matchups on paper, if we're being honest. But fortunately, you don't even need to win the game. You need to get swept, and the Astros need to sweep the Angels, and that's the only way you're missing the playoffs. So I'm still confident they're getting in, but last night, not great. Last night, not fun. If you want to discuss, you can. 617-779-7937.
So I believe if the Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department is to be trusted,
okay,
the Red Sox this year have had 26 three-game series.
Okay.
And they've been swept three times.
Ooh.
So
once was Detroit.
Yeah.
That's when they were good, though. They haven't been good. They haven't been good.
Yeah.
By the way, I noticed this. Seattle never loses. Seattle's like, them and Cleveland just never lose. I think they've won 16 out of 17, 17 out of 18, something like that.
Yeah.
But Detroit's the other way. Detroit never wins. And so
but like, that's the
when the Red Sox
like,
played them earlier and got swept, they were hot. They're not hot now.
But also, the number one seed in the whole thing is up for grabs. So the Yankees and Blue Jays, one of those teams could be the number one overall seed in the American League. The other will be the top wild card team, but that's obviously a big difference. Do you want to skip the wild card round or not?
A huge difference.
And then also where the Red Sox go is very much up in the air. So they're not going to host it. So they could either go to the top wild card team, which again is either the Yankees or the Blue Jays, or they make the playoffs, but they make it as the third team. And now they're on the road against Cleveland, Detroit, or Seattle. Like they, every possibility is still there with it going into the final
weekend.
I don't
want Cleveland or Seattle. I'd be potentially fine with Detroit. Let's see how it goes this weekend. I think I'd be fine with that. Although that's the closest way to neutralize Crochet
actually,
in
you know
the
what?
Postseason.
I take it back. Seattle's already at 90 wins.
So you can't get to Seattle. I don't want Cleveland. I think I'd be fine with Detroit, but I prefer the two AL East teams, and I want to play the Yankees.
I definitely want to play the Yankees. Yankees, Blue Jays for sure.
And again, that's not
what you want. You want to be the second wild card team at
this
point.
That is a selfish talk radio buzz stamp. Like,
also, I think it's more winnable than Cleveland for sure, because I don't know how they're doing it, whether it's witchcraft or whatever, but they're on fire.
Yep.
And then Detroit, I don't know, they're sliding way down, but now you have the advantage you have in a three-game series is Crochet. But if it's Crochet, Skubal, like if they don't have to throw Skubal in the last game, and they might not, and now that's like a real pick 'em game one. And then if you lose the Crochet game, you're like, wait a minute, this got out of hand quick.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So, no, I definitely want to stay in the division.
Yankees, Blue Jays, Detroit, Cleveland.
Yep.
That would be my order
yep.
For who they can face. Again, you can discuss 617-779-7937. One text about the mascot tiers. You can go check those out at Jones
tiers.
And Keith. I'm sorry, top mascot
five.
Top five, rather.
Oh, that would be a long tier. Tier every mascot.
We should have tiered them, though. There were so many.
Frisky, a lot of frisky ones.
So many frisky
just
ones.
Just the cat mascots. Are all frisky?
Damn it. And Lucky. All right, next week.
No, yeah, Lucky, true. Good point, Nick. Very frisky.
The cats and Lucky. At Jones WEI at Keefe 21, between Jones's cardboard tasting cereals,
yep,
the blatant disrespect for Honeycrisp and Golden Grahams,
yep,
and the lack of gritty in the top five mascots, I will now be tuning into NPR during any future J&K rankings. Okay, well, we can't win everybody.
About mine?
We can only do what we can do.
I had good taste in cereal. I had a really good top five mascots list.
Yeah, but you also didn't have gritty. That was
the
main complaint. And you didn't like Honeycrisp or Golden Grahams.
No.
I guess you're let off the hook for the cardboard tasting cereals.
Thank you.
But other than that, I think
I had gritty as an honorable mention. And I think Philadelphia, you hate to say it, but they have the best mascots.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Duck and cover.
Sorry.
Duck and cover.
Fanatic and gritty, whatever any other city has.
Better than anything we got going on here. That's true. Although, if you count New York, you got Mr. and Mrs. Met.
Yeah, you got them both.
Package deal.
Yeah. That's about it. And
that's Fireman
Ed. he didn't make your list.
No, he didn't. He wasn't on my list. Did they have a Trevor Story problem, Keith?
Oh, well,
you want the numbers real quick before
I was
you answer?
Say,
it?
A month ago, you would have been like, all right, the left side of the infield is great. And you're like, you know, ground balls to the left side, no problem. And then the last few weeks, I don't know when the date started, but
Trevor Story,
I don't feel great about him. Over
21 games this month,
okay.
Seven errors.
Yeesh.
Trevor Story has made
Rafael
errors.
Rafael Devers is like, oh really?
Trevor Story has made six errors in his last seven games.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
he
two
is
in
also
one game.
He is also tied with Anthony Volpe, who we were mocking the other weekend.
The Yankees benched him.
Yeah, he stinks
for the most errors in the American League with 19. Do they have a Trevor Story problem? Remember, this is a guy who had shoulder surgery. He was asked about this after the game. I'd kind of forgotten about it. And so is there like something mechanically wrong?
Or is it like just wear and tear on the season?
Does he have the yips? Is it in his head?
I don't know.
Is he Chuck Knobloch all of a sudden? Like, do they have a Trevor Story problem?
It feels like it. It feels like right now they do. You definitely don't have a ton of confidence when he gets the ball over there. You kind of hold your breath a little bit. Because then he also, two nights ago, late in the game, had an awesome play in the hole.
He did.
Went back and jump throw, and he beat the guy by like three steps. You're like, wow. So I don't know if he has the yips, because I don't know, like, Chuck Knobloch, maybe the most famous player with the yips at second base.
Well, Arcan famously asked Mac Jones if he had the yips. That was a good one.
Baseball-wise,
well.
Yes. It was Ricky and Keel on the mound, Chuck Knobloch at second.
Great one.
They weren't really capable of the great play, I don't remember. I think it was more like they'd kind of like aim it. Like, Knobloch would like run it over.
Did Lester kind of get the yips at one point?
Throwing to first base.
He couldn't throw to first, right?
And Keel couldn't throw home.
Yeah.
So that was a different kind of thing.
For a pitcher, that's an issue.
Yeah, no, Lester did have issues throwing to first base. Did Buchholz too? Somebody else did. And they'd have to like underhand it or something.
It's contagious.
It might be.
It's going around.
Maybe the yips are contagious. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know what that is, but it's horrible timing for Trevor Story.
What is that?
The yips where, I don't know, it's a golf thing where you can't, you know, or a baseball thing, you can't make an easy throw.
Maybe the best all-time question. Right to his, maybe, was that on the phone?
Do
it sounded like
yips?
It was on the phone, actually.
Not a bad follow-up. What are they? Like, he knows what they are.
Yeah.
He's like, what are they? What they are.
What are those?
I don't know if that's like a
that's
legit
on the
question
phone.
Sports,
man,
but
I don't know if that's a legit question in sports. That's on the phone.
I don't know if that's a legit question in sports.
My recollection was that was right to his face. I guess I misremember that.
Maybe
that was clearly
not
on the phone. But yeah, I don't know what is
the
that
awkwardness
a legit thing
would
in
take place no matter where it was. He could be calling from the moon; it would still be awkward. But yeah, I don't know if Story's there yet.
If we could get Trevor Story on the phone, we could have Arcan ask him about.
But it was like
the
first month of the season. Remember, Bregman had a bunch of errors.
Yes,
and I don't think it was like it wasn't the yips necessarily,
no.
But it was something was wrong.
It
and
was,
he figured it out.
And it was mostly on throws.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, it's like, oh, wow, him and Anthony Volpe in the same sentence. This is Story after the game last night talking about the errors piling up for him.
Yeah, I think just not finishing the play. I think that's it. Late in the season, you know, I think, you know, your body can get tired, but that's no excuse. It's really just not finishing the play. So it's on me. I got to be obviously very diligent about finishing the throw, and I haven't done that. That's where it's come from.
Okay, he's like, oh, it's a long season.
Yeah.
I don't want to blame that, though, but it's a long season.
It's
most a long season. You never get this far in the season.
I was gonna say, it's what everybody usually goes through. So I know this is kind of new territory for you, but yeah, you got to complete the throw. But yeah, that's not good because it does feel like that is sort of something that could creep up in the playoffs, obviously, where every single run, every single pitch matters so much more. You know, it reminds you of, remember when Detroit years ago was in the World Series and all their pitchers just kept throwing the ball around? They had like 20 errors or something insane.
So, look, I got Bears watching. He's piled up a bunch of errors specifically this month and specifically in the last week. So what's going on there? You can discuss at 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, if you wanted to watch Trevor Story maybe make a throw to first or maybe make another error, you're going to have trouble doing that tonight.
Ugh.
You can listen to it here on WEEI. We have all the games. We have every game.
Oh, yeah. All the way through the playoffs.
But,
long playoff run.
But tonight, if you want to watch the Red Sox locally, you cannot do that. You have to watch them on Apple TV if you have Apple TV.
I was gonna say, if you're like most of us and you cancel in between seasons of Severance, you need to just listen to the game on the Odyssey app or WEEI.
So if you want to watch the Red Sox clinch tonight, you might not even be able to watch it.
Crazy.
And Terp brought up a great question. Can you even go to the bar and watch it?
I don't think all bars have like Apple TV. Although did they? Bars must have figured out how to put Thursday Night Football on Prime.
I'm sure
I don't know if all of them do, honestly.
I'm sure it depends on the establishment.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some exist.
But if they just have cable boxes, then the answer is no.
I'd imagine the vast majority of restaurants, bars that you would want to go to if you wanted to catch the Red Sox games, hey, I don't have Apple TV. I'm going to go somewhere and watch it. I would imagine, it's just a guess, most of them don't have it.
So go to the bar, tell them to turn on WEI to crank it. Be like, hey, you download the Odyssey app.
I'm sorry?
The station.
Got it.
I mean, whatever you want to do.
Corn concert.
It is Friday night.
I do. I picture a lot of that going on during our show.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. But yeah, that is funny because we saw it on the schedule. And again, not knowing how important the Tigers series was going to be, I knew that this was an Apple game. And you're like, that's annoying, but maybe you won't really. No, they could clinch. They could literally clinch tonight. And what percentage of people that would normally be watching it will then be watching it?
Yeah.
It's cut way down.
Classic MLB. And perfect. It's like, are people really in on this Red Sox team? You might not even be able to see them clinch tonight. So if they were going to win anybody over, you may not be able to do that.
This should be an opportunity where it's both. Yeah. Like, you know how like TNT and NBC Sports Boston sometimes have games together, don't they? Like you, or like ESPN, like sometimes.
Yep.
Sometimes it's only on one, but other times like they let both do it. Like,
or even the Amazon Prime game in the NFL. You brought up this before.
Yeah.
The Amazon Prime game is shown locally as well, so you can if it's your local team.
And right. I think it's on Twitch. I think you can watch it in three places.
Oh, how about that?
They didn't get banned.
They're on Twitch still. You got to walk that tightrope.
It is a tightrope. Yeah. So anyway, don't miss the game tonight on WEEI. If you're looking for a place to listen to it, if you're looking for a place to watch it, you're probably SOL. Unless you have Apple TV, which is great. Again, classic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
LB and good for this Red Sox team. 617-779-7937. We'll get to all your feedback coming up. We'll have Terp Pop in studio later on this hour for Pure Hoops just before high noon. His thoughts on Bill Chisholm and the introductory press conference yesterday. Plus, we have the Friday 4-pack for you right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.